A big night for the ACC last. A big night for Maryland, big night for the ACC. And Commissioner John Swofford from the ACC joins us now. And Commissioner Swofford's in town to talk to a luncheon about the Military Bowl, which is coming up. And Commissioner, talk a little bit about the luncheon.
Well, we've got a number of the key stakeholders with the Military Bowl at Morton's Steakhouse here in downtown D.C., and looking forward to visiting with them and talking with them about the bowl and the ACC's affiliation and the future of the bowl.
Did you get a chance to go to the Maryland game last night, John, or did you get a chance to see it on TV, and what did you think of the Maryland uniforms?
Well, I was at the game and thought it was a terrific game. It's that Monday, Labor Day night showcase is something that's really good for the Atlantic Coast Conference and good for whichever teams are playing in the game. And I thought last night's game was an excellent one that certainly would have kept the viewership. And I thought both teams played really, really well and for the first game of the season. So I think it was good for Maryland in winning the game and both programs in being on national TV and the only game on Labor Day night. I thought there was a lot of energy in the stadium. That went extremely well. Uniforms, I thought they were unique. it has people across the country talking about them, and that's sort of the point of it, I'm sure. And they won the game wearing them. So, you know, there's a natural connection there when you have the state flag and Maryland being a state institution. So you've got that connection with new uniforms and the state that the university represents having its flag as a part of those uniforms. So a lot of talk and conversation about the uniforms as well as Maryland football.
Do you anticipate the other ACC schools following this and getting a lot of different uniforms like Maryland and Oregon?
Well, I don't know if anybody will have as many as as Maryland. Kevin Plank's keeping them well dressed.
To say the least,
combinations there with the Under Armour uniforms, but it's exciting. Young people like that. Students like it. The fans like it. So it's part of the fun of college football.
ACC Commissioner John Swofford's joining us here on 105.7 The Fan. And John, watching on TV, it seemed to be a lot of buzz at Byrd Stadium. As a guy that's been a Maryland fan, not a whole lot of buzz at football games in the last few years. How cool was it, I guess, just to be there and feel the buzz in that stadium?
Well, it was great. It was really good to see. I told someone at the game that I don't know that I've ever heard it as loud as it was last night. And the renovations there at the stadium are just outstanding, and I think that it has a tendency to hold the sound level maybe more than it did previously, and that's a good thing. But it was a great college football atmosphere last night. The Maryland students were in it from well before game time to the very end, in spite of the weather, and an awfully lot of people stayed through a pretty nasty evening from a weather standpoint.
Hey, John, do the schools stay in contact with you? Because over the weekend we had a lot of games postponed or canceled. Do they stay in touch with the commissioners of the conference? And who makes the call on whether the game is postponed, canceled, or delayed?
Well, the game is, whether it's delayed, et cetera, that decision is made at the site by the officials. And in connection with the home institution and as well as the visiting institution, so there is a lot of communication on those kinds of things. But it's primarily in the hands of the game officials, at least initially when a game is delayed. And we haven't had one that hasn't been completed that I can remember. But the West Virginia game on Sunday was not completed, and I guess people were wondering whether the Notre Dame game on Saturday would
and Michigan
would be
wasn't
completed, but it was. So it's not something that comes up often. We've had particularly in the early season games delays because of lightning, and that's usually the issue. And of course, that's a safety issue in regard to the fans as well as the players.
John, what do you think about what's happening in the Big 12 Conference with Texas A&M?
Well, after going back a year or so, I think we all of us across the country were hoping that what the Big 12 did at that point in time to stay together would bring some stability to that conference, and unfortunately that doesn't seem to have happened. And now with Texas A&M leaving, they're sort of back in the same spot that they were a little over a year ago, and it does create a situation, I think, nationally, not beyond that conference, for potential instability, if you will. And that's part of the landscape right now in college athletics that we all have to deal with, like it or not. And we'll just have to see how it all plays out. But a lot, I think, stems, at least potentially, from what the Big 12 is able to do, whether they can find another team or three to stay together, or whether they just decide, you know, maybe this isn't working and it's time to look at other affiliations. And that's yet to play itself out. There's an awfully lot of speculation, some of it unfounded, some of it maybe makes some sense as we look forward, but it's a little premature to know where all that is headed.
As a commissioner, how do you go about protecting your conference schools from leaving?
Well, I think you develop your league to the maximum strength that you can possibly do so, not only in terms of numbers, but the quality of who's in your league, regardless of that number, and how it's operated and managed, and what kind of culture you have within your conference in terms of the institutions wanting to be with each other. And I think that's one of the real strengths of our conference, because I think our 12 schools are there for the right reasons. They're all in the same neighborhood, so to speak, academically as well as athletically. They have relationships that go beyond athletics, and it seems to be working very well. There's some geographic sense to our conference, and so I think we are, from the conversations we've had over the last 3 or 4 weeks at the presidential level and the athletic director's level, and I think there's a very strong commitment to each other within our league and to the league itself. So I think there's good, sound stability within the ACC, and you don't create that overnight. I think that's something that develops over the years. And I think one of the real challenges that the Big 12 has had is their revenue sharing. And in the ACC, as with most of the other conferences, we've had equal revenue sharing since the middle 80s, and that's been a principle that's been fundamental to our league that has served us well. So that's a part of it as well. But I think as much as anything, it's having institutions together that generally look at academics and athletics through a similar prism. And if you have that, then I think it really adds to the stability.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with ACC Commissioner John Swofford here on 105.7 The Fan. Commissioner Swofford will be in D.C. today speaking at the Military Bowl Touchdown Club's private luncheon. For more information, go to militarybowl.org. It's great that we've gotten football started. This offseason seems to be a lot of black eyes on major college football. And a question that a lot of people ask us is, can it be fixed? In your mind, can it be fixed?
Oh, yeah, I do think it can be fixed. If I didn't believe that, I'm not sure I would remain in this profession, quite honestly. I think that you can have the appropriate balance of athletics at the highest level with appropriate academics and graduation rates and doing things within the rules from a compliance standpoint. And one of the things I think we have to refocus on in college athletics is that is defining what success is. And certainly, fans see it as winning, but in college athletics, it really needs to go beyond that. I think it has to do with graduating your student athletes and playing within the rules. And if any one of those three components isn't working for you, then I don't think you can say you're a successful program. And one of the things I'm proudest of in the ACC is that our football programs, for instance, have led the six major conferences in graduation rates for the past 6 years. And I think that says something about the academic-athletic balance. While we've got some challenges right now with Miami's compliance issues and North Carolina's much smaller issue at Georgia Tech, that doesn't change our commitment to doing things by the rules as a conference. That's part of our culture. It has been a part of our culture for a long, long time. And if you look back, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, however far you want to go, the ACC has had fewer NCAA compliance issues than any of the major conferences, and we want to keep it that way going forward.
Hey, John, has the Longhorn Network caused a lot of problems for the other schools? It seems like that has been the big issue in the Big 12 is the Longhorn Network. And a good friend of mine, and I think is a good friend of yours, Mac Brown, I'm sure that he kind of enjoys all the things that he reaps from the Longhorn Network.
Well, I don't think there's any question that the Longhorn Network is something that is very special to the University of Texas and something they feel very strongly about. It's something they're able to do that most, the vast majority, actually, of college athletic programs would not be able to do. But in that state, that's something that University of Texas was able to put together. Obviously, it has caused some heartburn within the Big 12 Conference that they've had a difficult time resolving, and that's been one of the issues there, as I understand it. I'm not there and in those discussions. But, so I guess it's a case of Texas and the Big 12 trying to find the right balance where that can work for Texas and also for the conference as a whole. And that's been a challenge. But that's, with the changing technology that we all live with, there are a lot of pluses that come with it, and there's some challenges that come with it that are where there aren't easy answers, because it's a new track, so to speak, being laid that hasn't been there before.
ACC Commissioner John Swofford's in D.C. for to show the ACC support for the Military Bowl. For more information, go to militarybowl.org. Commissioner, thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be with you both, Ken and Vinny.